Yippee! It is time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? Because I know I am. Today we are going to be working on blends. Blends are when two or sometimes three letters, consonant letters, come together and make a new sound. We will work on two-letter blends that come at the beginning of a word. So we call those beginning blends. I want you to be excited to do Listen and Learn, but I want you to remember that the first part of this activity is to listen. So if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I want you to listen, follow the directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, don't panic. Just do what I ask. If you have extra time at the end, you can finish coloring or writing a word then. All right, let's begin. As always, let's write our name at the top of our page. We need to know who you are and whose work it is. And write neatly so we can read who you are and whose work it is. My name is Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. You can put down your pencil. We won't need it for a little while. We're going to do some coloring. So at the top of your page, you should see a picture, and I am going to sound out a word, and I want you to put that word together for me, blend that word together for me, and find it in the picture. Here we go. G-r-ass. G-r-ass. Grass. Grass. Yes, grass has a beginning blend. Let's find our green crayon, some kind of green crayon. You choose. It doesn't have to be like a true green. It could be a light green. And let's color the grass. So grass has a beginning blend. The beginning blend is g-r. When we put the g and the r together, we get grr. So it's almost like you're growling, but not really, because you don't want to say grr. It's grr. You got to get the grr together. Grass. Another word that begins the same as grass is g-r-e-n. G-r-e-n. Green. Yes, green. That's what color we're coloring the grass. They both have the same beginning blend. They both begin with g-r. They both begin with a G, and then they have an R next to it. Green grass. You try it. Put your g-r together. Grr. Awesome. Yes, that's exactly how it's supposed to sound. Grr. Grass. Another word that begins the same as green grass and has the same beginning blend is g-r-eight. 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 Yes, great. Everyone is doing a great job. The green grass looks great. Mine does anyway. I hope yours does. Are you doing your best or are you scribble scrabbling? I hope you're doing your best. Green grass. There's a lot of it, but I have almost finished coloring all of it. I hope you have too. Green grass. Great. All begin with the GR blend. Let's take about 10 more seconds to color that green grass, and then let's put our green crayon down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Okay, there is another picture that begins the same way as grass. They have the same beginning blend. It's a big word. I'm going to chunk it up. I'm not going to say each individual sound because it's kind of a long word. So I'm going to chunk it into parts. Here we go. G-r-o-sh-ries. G-r-o-sh-ries. Groceries. Yes, groceries. Do you see the sack of groceries sitting in the grass? I do too. I don't know why it's sitting in the grass. It's not what you should where you should put your groceries. That's kind of weird, don't you think? Okay, so let's find our brown crayon and color the sack brown. The sack that's holding on all those groceries. So groceries has the same beginning blend as the great green grass. It begins like this. G-r-r. Groceries, yes. I'm wondering what's inside those, inside that sack, what those groceries are. Because I have to tell you, I'm a little bit hungry. I could use a snack right now. Groceries has the same beginning blend as the great green grass and also this word, gravy. 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 Yes, gravy. Do you think there's gravy in that grocery sack? I would love some gravy. I love gravy. How about you? Here's another word that begins the same as groceries and gravy. G-r-oop. G-r-oop. Group. Are you working on this in a group or are you by yourself? I wonder. Some of us are working in a group, and some of us are by ourselves. Groceries, gravy, group all begin at the same in the same way. They have a G and an R at the beginning. Groceries, gravy, group. Please put your brown crayon down. I'll give you 4 more seconds. 4, 3, and 2, and 1. Thank you. We're going to go on to a different blend now. See if you can find it in the picture. F-r-og. F-r-og. Frog. You got it. Frog. Frog. Let's find a light yellowy greeny crayon, like a light yellow green, limey green. And let's color our frog green. Now, frog does not begin the same way as grass. Frog does not begin with the g sound. It begins with the f sound. It has f r together. So we say fr, fr. Now be careful because you're not going to say fur. That's what you find on a pet, like a dog or an animal. Fur. We're going to say fr. We got to put the FR, slam them together, blend them together. Frog. Another word that begins the same way as frog is fresh. 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 Yes. I wonder if there is fresh fruit in that grocery sack. Fresh fruit in that. Did you hear that one? What about fruit? Fruit. Fruit begins the same way as frog. And fresh. All right, my frog is finished. Is yours? I'll give you 7 more seconds. And a seven, and a six, and a five, four, three, two, one. Please put down your crayon. Okay, let's see if you can find the next picture with my blend. F-r-end. Friend. Yes, do you see the two boys? They're friends. You can tell because one boy has his arm around the other guy's shoulder. So he's either saying hello to him, or he's trying to make him feel better, or they're just great friends. So I want you first to find your red crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect red, just a red crayon, some kind of red. It could be a violet red, but I'm going to use my regular red because I can actually, no, I cannot find it. Can you find yours? I cannot find my regular. Oh, there it is. I found my regular red crayon. Okay. Let's color the shirt of the boy who is the farthest away from the groceries. So you know there's two boys. One of the boys is super close to the sack of groceries. The other one is farther away. I want us to color the boy's shirt who's far away. He's the one who has his arm wrapped around the other guy's shoulder. Let's color that boy's shirt red. The one who is farthest away from the groceries. Color his shirt red. So he's the friend who's farthest away. Friend begins the same way as frog. It has an F-R at the beginning. F-R-end. Friend. Another one for friend is French. 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 Fries. French fries. Oh my gosh, did someone just say French fries? Do you think there are French fries in that grocery sack? How do I get inside the grocery sack to see? Oh, I love French fries. I love them too much, so I try not to eat them very often because, you know, they're not the healthiest. It's much eat better for you to, much more nutritious to eat fresh fruit. So I only have French fries every once in a while. But I love them, and they have the same beginning blend as friend and frog and fruit and fresh. All right. I have finished coloring my red shirt on my friend. Have you? All right. 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Please put your crayon down and find your pencil. We are going to do a little bit of writing to practice these blends. Look at number 1. When you go across and you look at number 1, you'll see a little line, that's for one letter, and another little line, that's for the second letter. Then you'll see a little line, that's for the letter, and another little line, second letter. Then you'll see a medium line, and at the very end, another medium line. So we're going to be putting some letters across there. So let's start on number 1. Write the letter that makes this sound. G, g. G, thank you. Scoot over to the very next little line. R, R. So in the very first 2 spots, you should have G, R, grr. That's our beginning blend. Okay, scoot over. G, 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 R, G, R, grr. Okay, scoot to the medium line. We'll write G, R next to each other. Ready, go. G, R, grr. And on number 1, we're on the very last line at the end. One more time for extra practice. G, R, grr. Awesome. Number 2. Write the letter that makes this sound. F, F, F. Next little spot. R, R. Good. F, R, fr is our blend. Scoot over. F, F, scoot over, R, good, fr is our blend. Now scoot to the medium line. Let's write it for extra practice. F, R, fr, that's our blend. And on number 2, we're on the very last line. We'll write F, R again. F, R, fr, like frog. Okay. Number 3, it has a word. It says friend. F-R-I-E-N-D. I want you to circle the letters that are the beginning blend in friend. Circle the 2 letters that are the beginning blend in friend. What did you circle? Yes, F-R. Fantastic. Scoot across to number 4. That word says frog. F-R-O-G, frog. I want you to circle the 2 letters that make the beginning blend in frog. What did you circle? Yes, F-R, you're outstanding. Scoot across to number 5. That word says grass, G-R-A-S-S. Circle the 2 letters that make up the beginning blend in that word. What did you circle? Yes, G-R is the beginning blend in grass. You are amazing. Okay, number 6. There's a picture there. we're going to write the beginning blend. It's only going to be two letters. We are not going to write the whole word. So let's look at number six. I see a picture of grapes. What is the beginning blend in grapes? Will you write GR or FR? Yes, GR, grapes. Excellent. Scoot to the middle. There's some fruit. Fruit. What will you write for the beginning blend? Just the first two letters, not the whole word. Will you write GR or FR for fruit? Yes, FR, fruit, fruit. And the last one, that little boy is showing his grade to us, his grade. He got an A+, that's his grade. What will you write for the beginning blend in the word grade? Grade, will it be a GR or an FR? Yes, GR for grade. Amazing. Boys and girls, you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time.